7:18 a.m. We welcome to our newsmaker line our good friend Mark Cunningham, Vice President of Strategy and Communications at the Beacon Center, a free market think tank and action group here in Tennessee. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, Michael. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, just a little side note. I note you are a graduate of Marquette University in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. You know, our good friend John Solomon, the CEO and editor-in-chief of Just the News, is also a Marquette grad. Did the two of you hang out together at Marquette?
I did not know that. I think I might be a little bit younger. I'm not sure, but go Golden Eagles.
Go Golden Eagles. I remember them when they were the politically incorrect Warriors.
The Warriors, yeah. A lot of people on campus still have the Warrior shirts on to kind of fight that PC culture.
You bet. Well, our official guest host, Grant Henry, is in studio here with me, and we are both curious to find out the answer to this mystery. Because the topic you want to talk about is listening tours. What are the listening tours, and what are you going to be doing about those?
So we're doing something really, really cool this year. I think different than any kind of policy organization ever is that we are actually going out, and I'm actually in Chattanooga right now. We're going to be talking to small business owners tonight, but going and doing listening tours across the state and hearing what issues actually matter to them. Not saying, oh, we believe in this issue, so we're going to tell you why you should believe in this, but hearing kind of unfiltered what the biggest issues they're dealing with are. And not, you know, politicians do listening tours, but they don't listen. All they do is they want to talk about their agenda. Our whole point here is, and our agenda next year for the legislature is going to be based on what we hear at these sessions about what's actually affecting everyday Tennesseans.
Now, you see, there are listening tours, and then there are listening tours. So, you know, Governor Lee and Commissioner of Education Penny Schwinn held, quote, listening tours in preparation of their education program. Really, they were basically opportunities for teachers to ask for more money. They did, like, I don't know, 8 or 10 of them around the state. Is your listening tour going to be different? Are you really going to listen?
I'll tell you what, we have a blank agenda for what we're doing next year. We have decided to change the way we do all of our policy because a lot of our policy, you know, might be good policy, but it doesn't affect a ton of Tennesseans. Now, of course, everything we will do, you know, what policy would take up would be a free market perspective. But we've already been hearing, you know, the cost of housing is too high, homelessness, and trying to think creatively outside of the box and saying, what are free market kind of solutions to help ease this problem? So I promise this is not like any politician's listening tour. We have an absolute blank slate, and we're going to hear what people have to say and then make our decision on policies after the fact, not beforehand, trying to convince people of them.
Hey, Mark, this is Grant Henry here. Beacon Center has always been fairly specific with the issues that it takes on, you know, focusing on those worlds of entrepreneurship, innovation, educational opportunity, worker freedom, property rights, things like this, right? Where did this idea in particular come from to go directly to the people?
If you want to be honest, it came from me. I said that I think some of the things that we do are a little bit too high level. They're very specific, like you said. And some of them, as much as, you know, people might say that's great policy, but it doesn't really affect my everyday life. So I think that we've had to kind of look back and say, are we really working for the people that we say we're working for? And I think in some of these answers, the answer is not always yes. So while we work on good policy, it's going to be important that we actually do policy that affects people's lives. Because we hear every day, why don't you work on this? Why don't you work on this? Well, here's our chance. We're going to be polling 1,200 people across the state once we do these, you know, in-person listening tours to see after we get these what issues matter the most to the state. We're going to do it exactly the way it is with Republican, Democrats, kind of a very good mixture based on what the state looks like politically.
So is tonight in Chattanooga the very first of the listening tours?
It's our first in-person session. We've done a few online. We have a kind of a professional pollster helping us. So we did one in Middle Tennessee so far. And, I mean, the results are probably what you expect. But this is going to be our first one that we're kind of going out and talking to people in person.
So, okay, tell us where the venue is tonight and what's the structure of the evening.
Well, I unfortunately have to keep the venue quiet because we don't want people coming in and trying to, you know, fight the Beacon Center and say, oh, we hate you, you hate teachers, all that other garbage that you hear from them. So we are keeping that quiet. I can tell you offline. But the structure is basically I'm going to be running this, and we're going to ask these small business owners for their top three, you know, biggest issues. and then talk through and say, hey, as a small business owner, what are the biggest issues you're facing right now? They're going to write it down kind of very broadly on a piece of paper, and then we're going to talk to 8 to 12 business owners in the Chattanooga area and kind of delve deeper into why these issues exist, what they think the solutions are, and kind of what the cause of the problem is in their mind, and then kind of talk through it and see what everyone, you know, what issues they have in common and try to get some key takeaways that most of the people agree with.
So you've got about a dozen small business owners in the Chattanooga area that will be meeting with you at a secret location tonight.
Correct, undisclosed location. We want the teachers union to come crash it.
At an undisclosed location. I suppose you have security there to keep the teachers unions and other unions out of it, right? Because, you know, who knows what they might do.
Yeah, well, we at least talked to the management. We have not told anybody about location, and most of these people are not people recruited by us either. They're people we tried to get our, you know, a pollster to come and put people from that met these criteria, so that we don't have any kind of predisposition of saying, oh, I know what these people like because they're, mm-hmm. you know, supporters or something. So these are all people that we don't know.
How long is this event going to take place tonight?
It's about an hour and a half tonight.
Hour and a half. Okay.
Yes.
How
and
many?
We'll tape it. I can maybe show you some afterwards too.
Sure. How many of these will you be doing around the state, and how long will you be doing this?
I think we have about 6 planned right now, and then so it's going to be over the next 3 months or so, and then we're going to have that big 1,200 person poll, like I talked about in the state, which will be based on the results we get and the feedback we get from that to see now that we have, you know, these great tidbits and nuggets from people we talk to, let's ask the entire state if these are the issues that matter to them as well.
Mark, let me ask you here. I imagine that sometimes you may run across a situation where some of the people you're asking questions of are giving you issues that are really federal issues and not necessarily designed or directed at what the state legislature can handle. Let me ask kind of a two-part question here then. One, what do you do to handle those, to redirect them back to state concerns? And two, what kinds of concerns are you hearing so far?
Yeah, that's absolutely true. I mean, you get a lot of people saying, oh, well, you know, I have an issue with this, or immigration or things like that, where it's like, well, listen, that's not something that we can handle or something we can do in the state. But you try. It's also important for us to think, is there ways for us to handle that? Even if it is a federal issue, is there things that we can do in the state, no matter what it is? So I think that we have to kind of think a little bit deeper, too. So we try to kind of let them talk and then try to see if we can kind of, you know, move on to another subject that's more state-related. And at that point, you can say, okay, is there other issues that matter to you in the state as well?
Have you publicly announced who your polling firm is?
We have not yet.
Would I recognize
you? We're happy to do that. We're working with Targa's Marketing, which Randy Ellison, who's excellent.
Okay, great, great. So, but it sounds like this isn't just polling. It's almost like focus group combined with polling, but moving all around the state to do that.
That's right. The focus group is kind of the first biggest part, in our opinion, because that's where we're going to hear these issues and we're going to see the themes that come up consistently, so we know what to ask on the poll, right? We're not just going to like leave it empty to say, oh, tell me your biggest issues, but we're going to have, you know, 10 to 12 issues, and we'll see where voters rank that. We'll see what other issues might come up, and we want to get into more specifics, too. This is your issue. Why do you think this is an issue, and what do you think the root cause is? So even if we might say, okay, well, you might think Medicaid expansion is the answer, we don't think it is, but there's this A, B, and C policy that we can do that's kind of a free market solution that still solves that same problem.
Some of this polling data you're taking from these individuals, will that be publicized at all, or will it just culminate into a new piece of legislation that Beacon is working on next year? Can we see what these people are thinking somehow? You know what I mean?
Yeah, so we haven't decided yet what we're going to do with it. We may, maybe for you guys kind of privately, but it is something that it's not going to be just what we're, you know, it's going to be our full agenda next year. Will be all based on what we hear of these results, but not just next year. It's going to be for the next 2 or 3 years. We're going to be saying these are what matters to people, and we want this to be a consistent thing where we're doing this, you know, every 2 years or so that we're keeping up with what people actually care about.
Sounds good. And of course, you know, we'd be delighted to not only privately look at the poll and look at the crosstabs, because nothing is interesting to a polling geek like crosstabs, right?
And that's how you know it's a real poll, too, and not just one that you're saying, oh, I just want to get the results I want, is when you look at the crosstabs and the questions.
All right. Mark Cunningham, Communications VP with the Beacon Center, going to an undisclosed location tonight for a focus group with small business owners. Thanks so much for telling us about the listening tour.
Thanks both for having me. I appreciate it.
All right. Grant Henry, that sounds like pretty interesting.
I love that idea. It's a fantastic idea. I really am anticipating what that legislation is going to look like.
Speaking of things that we love, up next, after the break, you've been waiting for it all week, Grant's Rants. Back after this.